I know you didn't participate much, Mitch, but what were your impressions of the scrimmage overall?
I thought the defense outplayed the offense today. Sorry about that, to be honest. They came out pretty hot, and that's usually how it goes for a scrimmage. Defense comes out a little bit more hot, and the offense makes some more adjustments and play really well. So we're looking forward to next week's scrimmage. But we had some guys step up and big plays made. And as for the receivers, we could have done a little bit more. We rotated a lot of guys. A lot of guys got opportunities. But there's a little more to be done, and that's acceptable right now, especially with three more weeks for the first game. So well, it'll show a lot where we're at next week, and we'll wait to see then.
You getting close?
Yeah, really close. I'll start practicing this week slowly to be able to build up to the end of the week, being able to practice fully with the team and not be on the side by myself, and then the following week be able to do a ton and everything and be fully healthy. And so I'm way ahead of schedule. I've been sprinting after 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks of a hernia surgery, which is way ahead of schedule, so leaves me a lot of time to perfect my game before the first game.
Any concerns about being 100% or full go in Lincoln?
For myself, no. I feel like I'm 90 to 95% there right now, and so 3 weeks of the first game, I should be well above ready to go.
Do you feel good enough to have been tempted already to kind of go more than they want to let
you? I was tempted today, so I was ready to go. I mean, once you get here, your blood starts getting hot, and you just get ready to go, and you want to play with your guys, and guys are making plays, and you say, I can do that. I want to do that too, and show your game. But being patient is probably my biggest thing right now, and man, it's tough to sit on the sidelines, but I'll be back this week, and that's exciting.
Yeah, see what Nick Kurtz did today. Is that part of it? Like, you're like, I want to go out there and do what he's doing?
I mean, it's really fun to, you know, one of your good buddies out there and to see, and you're happy for you guys to do really good, and you want to be out there making plays too, and like I said, show what you got, and, you know, hopefully I can maybe get in next scrimmage a little bit, and if not, then for sure the game and show what I can do.
You notice the
when you see a play like that, do you kind of envision the season of Nick on the other side and what you guys can do together when you kind of see?
Yeah, there will be a little bit that this year, him on the other side of the ball is me, and that'll be a lot of fun to be able to pick on DBs, I guess you could say. And with our ability and our height, I think it leaves a lot of mismatches, so it makes it exciting.
You mentioned the receivers fell a little bit short today, though. What more would you like to see from them?
I don't know if necessarily we fell short. I just think, we threw a little bit less than we did in practice and ran the ball a lot more because you want every position group to get their touches and their carries and everything. And, it's nothing that – sometimes it's out of your control what happens. But I just think, maybe next scrimmage, by how we play this week, we'll get the ball a little bit more and be able to make plays and have zero drops and go out there and make a ton of plays. And for what we did today and the plays we made, they're really good and they're exciting, and it shows a lot about what's going to happen in Lincoln.
Even though it was called back, that throw by Tanner May.